What could make humanity willing to make that choice?
More hatred or more hope? Another world-shaking disaster born of rage and wrapped in violence and killing? Or a global awakening produced in another way?
What other way? Other than disaster and calamity, there doesn't seem to be a way for human beings to wake up.
Oh, but there is. There could be a worldwide movement to spread, not terror, but peace, joy, and love. There could be a massive grassroots undertaking with people all across the globe mobilized at the community level to change the way things are. Just as there are now terrorist cells, there could be spiritual activist teams all over the earth.
But how? How can we do this? That's the golden question.
There are many ways in which one may begin.
Okay, name one.
You're listening to it right now.
So we're right back where we started.
Yes. When I said this dialogue is meant to save the world, I meant it.
What's it going to tell me that conversations from other dialogues, other books, other sources haven't told me?
Nothing.
Nothing? So if all I'm going to hear here has been found in other books or from other sources, why bother listening to this? The world's on the brink of disaster. And all the other stuff and all the other sources hasn't helped.
Correct on the first count, incorrect on the second. All the stuff in the other books has helped humanity stave off disaster in the past. The world's esoteric wisdom has helped it correct its course before, and it can do it again. But that wisdom must now be expanded to take into account humanity's expanded possibilities for self-destruction. Education is the key. It is the most powerful tool you have. Educate everyone. Tell everyone about God and about life. Eliminate illiteracy. Then eliminate functional illiteracy. Then eliminate spiritual illiteracy. The more you know about how to destroy yourself, the more you need to know about how to save yourself. It is time now to expand your base of knowledge of God and of life, to grow in your understandings, to increase your awareness, and to enlarge your consciousness. It is time to move from the old spirituality to the new spirituality, to let go of yesterday's God and to embrace tomorrow's God.
Yeah, well, that's not going to be easy. People don't like letting go of the old for the new.
So let's make it clear one last time that what we are talking about here is not a new God, but a new experience of the old God.
Okay, but what if I say that my old ideas do not include any belief in God at all? What if all this talk about God just turns me off, makes me frustrated, or takes me to no place in my mind in which it has any meaning or reality at all?
Tomorrow's God will not require you to believe in God.
He won't?
No, she won't. And that's the first important difference between yesterday's God and tomorrow's God. Tomorrow's God does not require anyone to believe in God.
Whoa, wait a minute. Tomorrow's God will be female?
Yes, except when she's not. Then he'll be male, unless he's not. In which case, God will be neither male nor female, but rather without gender.
Without gender?
Without gender, size, shape, color, or any of the characteristics of an individual living being. And that's the second important difference between yesterday's God and tomorrow's God. Tomorrow's God is without gender, size, shape, color, or any of the characteristics of an individual living being.
You mean that tomorrow's God is not a living being?
No, not in the sense that you mean those words.
How can that be? If God is not a living being, then what is God?
Well, now that's what this conversation is going to be all about. But let me tell you a story. A woman steps onto a balcony late one night to gaze at a diamond-filled sky, tears in her eyes, seeking answers to her questions. She feels alone, desperate. God, she says, if you're here, show yourself to me. I can't go on like this anymore, all alone. Abruptly, a shooting star streaks across the velvet sky. The woman's heart stops. She can't believe her eyes. Now I have a question for you. Was that God?
Yes. Yes, I believe it was God who made that happen.
No, I did not ask you if it was God who made that happen. I asked you if that was God happening.
Well, I don't know how to answer that. It could have been a coincidence.